Hi, and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 335. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Zechariah chapters 2 through 7. Let's begin. Zechariah chapter 2. I looked again, and there was a man with a measuring line in his hand. I asked, "Where are you going?" He replied, "To measure Jerusalem in order to determine its width and its length." At this point, the angelic messenger who spoke to me went out, and another messenger came to meet him and said to him, "Hurry, speak to this young man as follows. Jerusalem will no longer be enclosed by walls because of the multitude of people and animals there. But I, the Lord says, will be a wall of fire surrounding Jerusalem and a source of glory in her midst. You there, flee from the northland, says the Lord, for like the four winds of heaven I have scattered you, says the Lord. Escape, Zion, you who live among the Babylonians, for the Lord who rules over all says to me that for his own glory he has sent me to the nations that plundered you. For anyone who touches you touches the pupil of his eye. I am about to punish them in such a way, he says, that they will be looted by their own slaves. Then you know that the Lord who rules over all has sent me. Sing out and be happy, Zion, my daughter, for look, I have come. I will settle in your midst, says the Lord. Many nations will join themselves to the Lord on the day of salvation, and they will also be my people. Indeed, I will settle in the midst of you all. Then you will know that the Lord who rules over all has sent me to you. The Lord will take possession of Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and he will choose Jerusalem once again. Be silent in the Lord's presence, all people everywhere, for he is being moved to action in his holy dwelling place. Zechariah chapter 3. Next I saw Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, with Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, "May the Lord rebuke you, Satan. May the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Isn't this man like a burning stick snatched from the fire?" Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood there before the angel. The angel spoke up to those standing all around, "Remove his filthy clothes." Then he said to Joshua, "I have freely forgiven your iniquity and will dress you in fine clothing." Then I spoke up, "Let a clean turban be put on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood nearby. Then the angel of the Lord exhorted Joshua solemnly, "The Lord who rules over all says, if you live and work according to my requirements, you will be able to preside over my temple and attend to my courtyards, and I will allow you to come and go among these others who are standing by you. Listen now, Joshua the high priest, both you and your colleagues who are sitting before you, all of you are assembled that I am about to introduce my servant, the branch. As for the stone I have set before Joshua, on the one stone there are seven eyes. I am about to engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord who rules over all, to the effect that I will remove the iniquity of this land in a single day. In that day, says the Lord who rules over all, everyone will invite his friend to fellowship under his vine and under his fig tree." Zechariah chapter 4. The angelic messenger who had been speaking with me then returned and woke me, as a person is wakened from sleep. He asked me, "What do you see?" I replied, "I see a menorah of pure gold with a receptacle at the top and seven lamps, with 14 pipes going to the lamps. There are also two olive trees beside it, one on the right side of the receptacle and one on the left." Then I asked the messenger who spoke with me, "What are these, sir?" He replied, "Don't you know what these are?" So I responded, "No, sir." Therefore he told me, "These signify the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by strength and not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord who rules over all. What are you, you great mountain? Because of Zerubbabel, you will become a level plain, and he will bring forth the temple capstone with shoutings of grace, grace, because of this. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me as follows. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this temple, and his hands will complete it. Then you will know that the Lord who rules over all has sent me to you. For who dares make light of small beginnings? These seven eyes will joyfully look on the tin tablet in Zerubbabel's hand. These are the eyes of the Lord, which constantly range across the whole earth. Next I said to the messenger, "What are these two olive trees on the right and the left of the menorah?" Before he could reply, I asked again, "What are these two extensions of the olive trees, which are emptying out the golden oil through the two golden pipes?" He replied, "Don't you know what these are?" And I said, "No, sir." And he said, These are the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Zechariah chapter 5. Then I turned to look, and there was a flying scroll. Someone asked me, "What do you see?" I replied, "I see a flying scroll 30 feet long and 15 feet wide." The speaker went on to say, "This is a curse traveling across the whole earth. For example, according to the curse, whoever steals will be removed from the community. Or on the other hand, according to the curse, whoever swears falsely will suffer the same fate. I will send it out, says the Lord who rules over all, and I will enter the house of the thief and of the person who swears falsely in my name. It will land in the middle of his house and destroy both timber and stones." After this, the angelic messenger who had been speaking to me went out and said, "Look, see what is leaving." I asked, "What is it?" And he replied, "It is a basket for measuring grain that is moving away from here." Moreover, he said, "This is their eye throughout all the earth." Then a round lead cover was raised up, revealing a woman sitting inside the basket. He then said, "This woman represents wickedness." And he pushed her down into the basket and placed the lead cover on top. Then I looked again and saw two women going forth with the wind in their wings. They had wings like those of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between the earth and the sky. I asked the messenger who was speaking to me, "Where are they taking the basket?" He replied, "To build a temple for her in the land of Babylonia. When it is finished, she will be placed there in her own residence." Zechariah chapter 6. Once more I looked, and this time I saw four chariots emerging from between two mountains of bronze. Harnessed to the first chariot were red horses, to the second, black horses, to the third, white horses, and to the fourth, spotted horses, all of them strong. Then I asked the angelic messenger who was speaking with me, "What are these, sir?" The messenger replied, "These are the four spirits of heaven that have been presenting themselves before the Lord of all the earth. The chariot with the black horses is going to the north country, and the white ones are going after them. But the spotted horses are going to the south country. All these strong ones are scattering. They have sought permission to go and walk about over the earth. The Lord had said, 'Go, walk about over the earth.' So they are doing so." Then he cried out to me, "Look, the ones going to the northland have brought me peace about the northland." The word of the Lord came to me as follows, "Choose some people from among the exiles, namely Heldai, Tobijah, and Jediah, all of whom have come from Babylon, and when you have done so, go to the house of Josiah, son of Zephaniah. Then take some silver and gold to make a crown and set it on the head of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Then say to him, 'The Lord who rules over all says, look, here is a man whose name is Branch, who will sprout up from his place and build the temple of the Lord. Indeed, he will build a temple of the Lord, and he will be clothed in splendor, sitting as king on his throne. Moreover, there will be a priest with him on his throne, and they will see eye to eye on everything. The crown will then be turned over to Helam, Tobijah, Jediah, and Hen, son of Zephaniah, as a memorial in the temple of the Lord. Then those who are far away will come and build the temple of the Lord so that you may know that the Lord who rules over all has sent me to you. This will all come to pass if you completely obey the voice of the Lord your God." Zechariah chapter 7. In King Darius's fourth year, on the fourth day of Kislev, the ninth month, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah. Now the people of Bethel had sent Sherezer and Regem-Melech and their companions to seek the Lord's favor by asking both the priests of the temple of the Lord who rules over all and the prophets, "Should we weep in the fifth month, fasting as we have done over the years?" The word of the Lord who rules over all then came to me. "Speak to all the people and priests of the land as follows. When you fasted and lamented in the fifth and seventh month through all these 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me indeed? And now, when you eat and drink, are you not doing so for yourselves? Should you not have obeyed the words that the Lord cried out through the former prophets when Jerusalem was peacefully inhabited, and her surrounding cities, the Negev and the Shephelah, were also populated?" Again the word of the Lord came to Zechariah. "The Lord who rules over all says, 'Exercise true judgment and show brotherhood and compassion to each other. You must not oppress the widow, the orphan, the foreigner, or the poor, nor should anyone secretly plot evil against his fellow human being.' But they refused to pay attention, turning away stubbornly and stopping their ears so they could not hear. Indeed, they made their heart as hard as diamond, so that they could not obey the Torah and the other words the Lord who rules over all had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore, the Lord who rules over all had poured out great wrath. It then came about just as I had cried out, but they would not obey, so they will cry out, but I will not listen, the Lord who rules over all had said. Rather, I will sweep them away in a storm into all the nations they are not familiar with. Thus the land had become desolate because of them, with no one crossing through or returning, for they had made the fruitful land a waste. And so Zechariah saw 8 visions. And here in the last chapter, when they were talking about fasting for God, he said, "Are you really doing it for me?" God knows our motives, doesn't he? Of course he does. Tomorrow we'll continue in Zechariah, and until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.